Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
All right, buckle up. This is going to be fun. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Right? Fasten your seatbelts. Oh, it's going to be a bumpy night.
All right, keep that phrase in mind.
That's right.
Because you'll need it at about 9:40. So if you want to hang around for another 3 hours and 40 minutes, we'll tell you what it means. Good morning, everyone. On a Thursday, some off and on rain. The big heat wave kicks in tomorrow. Our big three stories today. No impeachment vote in the House.
Yeah.
The motion got tabled.
Yep.
As the president rallies his base in North Carolina, as all of his wonderful fans chant. That's pretty classic.
He's got his unofficial campaign slogan.
Well, sure. You know, you can't do lock her up anymore, so now the new one is send her back.
Omar. He's referring to Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, that's really classy. In the big three, Senator Rand Paul scuttles the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund for now over the cost of it. Of course, he had no problem with the cost of the tax cut, but he has problems with this. And rounding out the big three, El Chapo talks in court. The last time we'll hear from him, he's going away for good.
Yep.
Probably already gone. Sources say he's already flown to Colorado.
Did he have a little voice?
I don't know. He spoke in Spanish. There's no audio of it.
Well, we're going to have Jeffrey Lickman, his attorney, on later on.
Yeah, I'm about 7:40. His attorney, Lickman, said, it was just a show trial.
That's right.
And they're vowing to appeal. I don't know what the grounds for appeal are, but we'll get it from the horse's mouth at 7:40. Well, I don't know where to begin. I mean, it's just, the two of you, I'm sure, are going to defend everything he says and does, which is fine. I mean, that's what you're here for, but... How about the thing at the White House when he's talking about Ilhan Omar and some right-wing wackos say that, well, she's only here in the country because she married her brother.
Yeah, that I haven't followed.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, of course the president was hands-off on that issue.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
I know nothing about it. Of course, I've heard about it. I'm going to mention it here at the White House because I'm the president of the United States, but she married her brother. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, guys.
About?
Come on. Look, Joe, you can't even defend that.
Listen, here's what's going on.
Joe's silent. You notice?
He's doing a brilliant political jiu-jitsu on his enemies. He has now yoked the Democratic Party to the four most unpopular in the swing states, radical American-hating commies, those four women, the squad. They are now the face of the Democratic Party. Trump has made them that face. They are the perfect whipping post for him. And you saw what that rally did. Throw them out, get rid of them, send them back, all that kind of stuff. Those are the people who are going to be voting for him in the key states because those women are not popular in the Rust Belt. So you're going to have to get used to him for another 6.5 years in the White House.
You know what I think? I think America is smarter than this. I really do. I don't think Americans are made up of these people. I really don't. They may show up at the rally. You know, it's like, you know, I equate it from the sports world to hockey fans. Yeah, the Ranger fans are nuts. But on any given night, there's only 20,000 of them.
They're going to show up at the polls and vote for Trump as they did against Hillary.
What I'm saying is I think America is a lot smarter. See, that was Trump versus Hillary. Trump is not running against these four women.
He basically is right now. That's what he's doing.
But I'm saying I think America is smarter than that. I think Americans are saying, and maybe I'm just hoping against hope. Let me finish my sentence. I'm just hoping that Americans are saying enough of this crap. We can't put up with this anymore. I'm just hoping, okay? Maybe it's a fruitless hope, but that's what I'm hoping.
It is. Forget about it. What's going to happen is you can't accept this. You still think old sleepy Joe Biden's going to make it.
I don't know if
But those policies that those four commies have put forward have been adopted by Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. They agree with them. People are going to vote not because they dislike, you know, personally the way these women look or because they're women of color. They're going to vote against them and the Democratic Party because of what they stand for, which is socialism, which is no airplanes, which is no cows.
Stop. Here you go again.
It's true. It's in the Green New Deal. And it was proposed by AOC.
Right. It was not a law that was proposed. It was topics for discussion. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know what's going to be really popular in those swing states, Len? You know it's hugely popular with voters in the swing states?
Oh, what?
Free health care for illegal immigrants. That's a winning issue for you guys. Can't wait for you to trot that one out, Len, see how well you do with that one.
Okay. Well, we shall see. I just think
you know he laid out last night because I watched most of the.
Round. You did watch it?
Yeah, it was funny because Fox didn't do it all. They kind of cut in and out.
Why?
I wonder why.
I don't know.
What's CNN do? They cover it all?
I didn't even look at CNN.
I'm sure they did. And then their analysts come on with these appalled looks on their face.
But he kind of laid out his strategy. He said, you know, I don't know who's going to be their candidate.
Right.
Right now, we're focusing on these four, the squad here. Hmm. And it really was. He's setting up a choice. Do you want to go yep. down this road with right. this group of people, the four squad, so to speak,
who have enormous power in the Democratic Party?
Yeah, or stay with him. And you know, he says, I'll take on whoever they give me.
That's right.
But he says, for now, I have to attack these women. And by the way, one of the things that bothers me about this coverage is that there's a very subtle thing being said here. President Trump attacked four women of color.
Oh,
it's right up there on CNN right now.
Always, yeah.
He didn't attack them for their color.
Exactly.
He did not go after them because of their color.
That's right. He went after them because of their policies.
And it's a subtle little twist exactly. that the media does here
That's
to
right.
make it, to try and turn this thing into a racist attack.
Well, and the media,
it
wait,
isn't
wait,
racist.
Wait, Len, and the media.
This is two against
wait,
one,
wait
as
a minute,
usual.
Len.
When
and
do
the
I
media,
get to talk?
The okay, media, yeah. And the media, Joe, I'm going to talk to Joe. The media is constantly saying Trump's racist tweets.
Yeah.
Not tweets that some people have thought to be racist, not tweets that have been criticized as racist, but the media comes out and says Trump's racist tweets.
Are you done, Natalia?
Yeah, go ahead. Now, defend that. Yeah.
Well, the reason why is because of his initial tweets. He said, go back to your countries. Now, people keep saying he didn't say countries. He did, folks. Go read
yeah,
the
okay,
tweets.
All right, fine.
I keep
I
getting emails and tweets. Well, he never said go back to your countries. He said go back to... No. First part of the tweet was go back to your
well,
countries.
Where's the racist stuff, though?
Well, that's racist.
No.
That's
Why?
A racist trip.
What
Joe,
were,
you're an old white guy.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Hello,
as
pot.
As I said the other day, talk to any minority you ever meet. Anyone. And ask them if go back where you came from is racist or not.
It's
100% racist, which the two of you don't get because you're just a couple of old white guys and you don't care about racism.
What he meant, and he later corrected
what he
it.
Meant.
No, what he meant was if you don't like it here, go
no,
somewhere else. That's
what he
meant.
What
he
meant. Yeah. No, that's not what he meant.
That was, it was clear to anybody
it was
who
a
understands
clearly
Trump's
1,000% racist tweet. Now,
I don't
to
think
call
it was
today.
Clear. You can call it racist. I don't think
okay,
it
do
was
me a
clear.
Favor. The next minority you run into, whoever it is, could work here in your hometown, just ask them if someone's saying to them, go back where you came from, ask them if that's racist. That's all I'm going to ask you.
But
to
I
do.
Think he said that in the context of these people are not happy with the
no.
United States
they
of
hate
America.
America.
He
America
said,
is racist. America's
you,
awful.
You want me to read the tweets again?
No,
I'll read you
God,
the entire two tweets.
Oh, no, please.
Well, of course you don't want to see it because that's the fact that's going to splash water in your face. He said, go back to your countries, fix your crime-ridden problems
right. mm-hmm.
in your countries, and then come back
right.
here.
Right.
And, of course, these people were from the United States of America. And it was clearly racist. But you two have your blinders on when it comes to Trump. And that's fine. I'm just hopeful that there's a certain, you know, he won by a small margin. He did not win the popular vote. But he won by a small margin in swing states.
He's going to win by a bigger margin
well,
this time.
I don't think so. And I'm hopeful that people are just going to wise up and say, come
but,
on,
you know,
enough of this crap in the White House.
Here's the analytics of this thing. This kind of strategy by Trump is going to increase the white vote.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, if you want to play the yeah. racist card, it's going to increase yeah. the white vote. He didn't get a larger percentage as he would expect. And the Democrats are counting on a large turnout of minority
absolutely.
Voters based on this,
but
which will not happen.
And
why wouldn't that happen,
and a
Joe?
Lot of those,
they don't vote.
And a lot of those minority
Wait a
voters
second.
And a lot of those minority voters are in states
about?
That the Democrats are going to
yeah,
win
that,
anyway.
Well, that's the other thing,
Joe,
too.
You've gone off the deep end. They
no.
all voted for Obama. What happened was there was a big decrease in the amount of minority voting when it came to when it came to this last election for Hillary. She lost a lot of the black vote that Obama got. So, yes, they do vote, and they will vote.
Well,
and if this brings them out, they will get the vote, and that may decide it. So you're rooting for the white team, and I'm telling you
but the white vote is going to come out
exactly.
in larger numbers in the states that Trump needs to win
that black vote
for
is
the
not,
electoral
that
vote.
That black vote is not in those states, Len.
Yeah. And if they come out over this, then they really are deplorable.
You are going to have Trump derangement syndrome for another 6.5 years, my friend.
No, it's 5.5. Please.
He's already counting.
I can't wait to see him come and take him off in the straitjacket.
Stay alive, Ruth. Hang in there, Ruth. We need you, baby. Hey, coming up next, the night the lights went out on Staten Island yet again. And
hey,
we will get the latest on this heat wave coming up.
Yeah, and I want to tell you about the iHeartRadio app that's become the number one for podcasting, with a catalog that has exploded to over 250,000 of the best podcasts from around the world. iHeartRadio now lets you follow podcasts to get real-time updates when new episodes drop. Plus, you can set your podcast to auto-download episodes, so you always have the latest on your phone waiting for you to listen. And it's all yours for free. All of it is free. Get the entire universe of audio with one touch. Your music, your stations, and now number one in podcasting.
W-O-R.
Well, we'll check in with WOR meteorologist Ray Stajic about this heat wave coming in just a second, but you've revved him up this morning, Len, with your hatred of Trump. Let's go to Dave in Edison, New Jersey.
I wouldn't
Good morning,
say
Dave.
Hatred.
You hate him, come on, admit it.
I would say I have some trepidation.
yeah. How are you doing?
Good. Couple of things. First of all, Trump is absolutely a racist. I mean, if anybody tells anybody on the street, go back to your own country. I mean, come on, what do you think they're saying?
Thanks, Dave.
But I also think Trump is using a playbook. I think, unfortunately, Len, you know, when I was in college, a professor said to me, the masses are, and I don't know if I can say this on the radio, rhymes with masses.
I once had a marketing guy tell me, I was standing, he was a direct marketing guy, and he said, the key to his success was the masses are asses. Is that the line you're going to use?
Yeah. And it was funny, when I was like 18, I was like, you know, that I think you underestimate the American people. But as I've gotten older, I don't think so. I think they
impossible to
underestimate. I think they fall very easily to fear.
Yeah.
And Trump's planting the seed of fear that you know, this, that the world you're going to have if you don't reelect him is going to be terrible. And you know, and that's why I think he's going to reelect it, unfortunately. But for me, it's, you know, I'm voting blue no matter who.
Okay, I hear you, but I think you may be right on both counts. You may be racist, and you may get reelected. So there you go.
Yeah,
thanks, Dave.
We have to run, Dave.
But thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
The quote you're thinking of, H.L. Mencken said, "No one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence
Correct.
Of the American public."
Right. That's the other one.
That's the one you
as were opposed to the one mangling. Of masses or asses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mencken is a little classier than masses or asses. So,
yeah.
Hey, there was.
I'm bringing it down to the language that Trump could understand.
Right.
What?
You really. He's Why? Really infected you. Oh. He's really infected you.
Okay, don't
I mean,
get me
you're cracking
started.
Up. You are cracking
don't
up
Don't get
here.
Me started.
You are cracking
All right.
up.
All right, another move on.
This is kind of fun, though. Let's torture Len some more today. Another power outage.
As opposed to every other day.
Another power outage struck Staten Island residents for the second day in a row. Con Edison reported that about 3,800 customers were without power Wednesday. Yeah. Is this all because of the lightning strikes?
A storm went pretty, you know, I didn't see any major damage, but it was pretty good, pretty strong storms last night. For
yeah,
sure.
yeah.
Well, here are some Staten Island residents.
The power is back on, and fingers crossed it stays.
I hope it stays on. Well, she's keeping her fingers crossed the power stays on. These interviews are from NBC.
I got in my car and drove around.
Turned on that car AC.
I put the air condition on, and I put my phone in the charger, and I put the music on.
All right, having a grand old time.
I'm like already Absolutely. Planning what I'm going to do for the weekend. I think I'm going to the shore.
Well, that's a good idea. Go.
Sounds fun. Why not? So, hey, let's check in now with WOR Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. Good morning to you, Ray.
Hey, Ray. What's up?
Michael, Len, how are you guys doing?
Good. Doing great. Tell us about, I know there's a heat advisory. What's the official term? An advisory in effect now?
Excessive heat watch.
Excessive That's, heat watch, which means?
Yeah, it's, well, you know what? When your buddy, Michael or Len, you know, do this to each other. Punch each other in the arm, right? Get their attention.
Yeah.
And that's really what I call
it. Well, we do
things.
That every morning.
Yeah,
we
so
do.
Yeah. It kicks in tomorrow afternoon through Saturday evening. It's kind of that little extra kind of like nudge that says, hey, man, it's going to be hot, but it's going to be in that territory where it's going to be dangerously hot. The breath of the heat, the hottest of the days will probably be Saturday. Upper 90s for forecast highs. The record, let's see, when was this? 101 in 1953.
Whoa. Oh, I remember
no,
it well.
102, 10, no, 1890,
1980.
Today's record is 101 in 19. So wow. I don't know if we're going to get to the record, but it's going to feel like 110, maybe 113. So you walk outside, and it's humid, and you just kind of just go, bleh.
What are we getting today? There. Because the Yankees have gone ahead and scheduled a doubleheader for this.
Yeah,
are they going to be able to play
first
that?
Game?
I think it's 3:30.
Ooh, okay,
like
so first game toward the tail end of that, you may start to see some showers, thunderstorms come back in.
Yeah.
And then for the second game, there might be some big boomers out there during the evening hours once again. I don't know if it's going to have the breadth and the intensity that we had yesterday, seeing some of these storm reports that have filed in around Astoria and Hell's Kitchen, too, in Manhattan. We had some wind damage.
Oh, we did?
Bergen County, yeah. Bergen County in Jersey and also in Connecticut, Fairfield County. Some lightning and wind damage. So we may get some stronger storms, some tropical downpours and gusty winds. So maybe threatening late in the first game or early in the second game. And then we'll start to see the heat build in. I mean, it's real humid this morning. Today's temperatures may actually only be in the low to mid-80s, but it'll still feel in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's really tomorrow we'll start feeling closer to the 100, and then Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, hot.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, right? Okay.
What was that meteorology term you used? Bah.
I don't know. Whatever. You know, I just go on the fly.
He just makes stuff up.
I do.
He does.
All right, thanks.
You're very good at it, though,
Ray. Thank you.
He just makes stuff up.
All right, let's get the news now at 6:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Michael. Send her back.
Yeah.
That was the chant echoing through an arena in North Carolina.
Stay classy, America.
As President Trump attacked the squad, thousands cheered him on as he continued to accuse the four freshman Democratic congresswomen of saying hateful things about the country.
They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it.
Send her back. Trump singled out each of the congresswomen, detailing some of the things that they have said. 9/11 first responders have been dealt another setback. A plan to reauthorize funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund was expected to be approved in the Senate yesterday by unanimous consent. And then here comes Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
Any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable.
Well, that kind of delayed the vote, or at least by unanimous consent anyway. They'll have to wait until just before the August recess to get that done. Governor Cuomo criticizing Mayor de Blasio's handling of the Eric Garner case. Mayor blasted the Justice Department's decision not to bring charges against the police officer Daniel Pantaleo. The governor says if you're blaming the Justice Department, you're missing the point. You should have acted sooner. More protests expected today in support of Garner. Supporters are going to rally at Gracie Mansion this afternoon, hoping to get the attention of the mayor. They want de Blasio and Police Commissioner James O'Neill to fire Officer Daniel Pantaleo. O'Neill's expected to make his decision by the end of August.
Where will de Blasio be? Will he be a great...
he probably... Well, actually, he spends more time there than he does at City Hall, so there's a good chance you're going to get him there, yeah. It's interesting how Cuomo's criticizing de Blasio, but Cuomo did not want to offer any opinion on what should be done.
It's easy to take shots.
It certainly is. It's hard to make the decisions, though. Our news brought to you today by Gary Goldberg Financial Services. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ggfs.com. And it is being called fashion for hire. Americans are increasingly using services that allow them to rent clothing and then return it.
Yeah, Rent a Runway. Very famous.
Well, it's beyond runway stuff here. It's you can freshen up your wardrobe. You avoid buying something if you're only going to wear it once. Similar to the Netflix model, it allows people to go online, pick out some different outfits for a single monthly price. If you like the item you rented, many services allow you to buy it for an additional cost, or if not, just send it back. And it's catching on. It's already brought in more than $1 billion in sales.
Wow.
I know the first investor in Rent a Runway.
Really?
I do. He's
really?
Done very well.
Yeah.
Very well. So thank you, Joe Bartlett.
Maybe you should subscribe to that service, Michael.
Yeah.
You're freshening up your wardrobe.
You could use something maybe on a daily
thank
basis.
You, Joe.
This is a nice Calvin Klein black T-shirt I'm wearing.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Very sexy. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Steve Jobs-like.
When we get back, we've got the Eric Garner rally today. Is it going to get ugly? We'll discuss.
Hey, let me ask you something. How well did you sleep last night? Well, maybe it's time for a new mattress, and our friends at PC Richardson & Son can help. Here's another question. Why would anyone want to buy a mattress online? Don't you want to see it, feel it, jump on it, try it out? Well, that's why PC Richardson & Son has beautiful mattress galleries, and every store you go in there, you meet with a mattress expert you can trust, and you get the mattress of your dreams delivered to you the very next day for free. That's right, free next day delivery and haul away on all mattresses, $499 and up. Right now, during their mattress marathon, get special financing and special savings, too. Sealy mattresses start at just $69. When you buy any Sealy Posturepedic mattress, you'll get the matching box spring free. Plus, you get the PC Richardson & Son 9-night sleep guarantee. Hey, mattress stores come and go. PC Richardson & Son is here to stay. Remember, for a good night's sleep, all you have to do is whistle.
On 710 WOR.
6:38. Good morning, everyone. On a Thursday, we will have some scattered thunderstorms in the area today. I don't think it's going to be anything like what happened last night, but then you never know with the buildup of humidity. But the real heat comes in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's going to be tough. It's going to
be an oven.
Feel like 100 kind of stuff. So stay cool if you can.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you ever do that thing that I always said New Yorkers did? You could fry an egg on the sidewalk?
Never tried that bit.
But people have done that, actually.
Oh, sure.
In the city.
I think they have.
Yeah.
No, we used to take like a magnifying glass and try to fry ants.
Used to do that too. Yeah, the bugs. That was
cruel.
Fun.
Cruel as hell.
Did you ever do that, Natalie?
Yeah. I'm sure Natalie did. She has her kids do that, too. It's a science experiment.
Yeah, exactly. Take your magnifying glass. I'd love them to start fires near my house. That's a great idea.
On the bugs.
Yeah. No.
With the magnifying glass.
No.
Len used to do that.
Killing bugs.
Speaking of fires, you hear what happened in Japan?
Yes. Oh, that was terrible.
Is that unbelievable? Some guy walks into an animation factory?
I was listening to the BBC about it this morning. So there's a famous animation factory in Kyoto.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this guy, now the reports are sketchy, but he's arrested. He claims that they had ripped some of his animation off. So what he did was he doused the building in petrol and set it on fire. And like at least 12 or 13 people are dead.
I'd heard 24.
Well, it may have gone up since I heard, because a lot of people, unfortunately, were in the top floor and
crazy?
They couldn't get out, and it was just all smoke.
Absolutely
nuts. So people
nuts.
May have been asphyxiated
nuts.
There. Yeah. Terrible story.
So as you heard in the newscast with Joe, there's going to be another protest outside Gracie Mansion over the Eric Garner case. He died 5 years ago yesterday. And, you know, everyone's pointing fingers at this. They should have acted faster. I still don't understand why it was 5 years. It just makes no sense to me that this kind of stuff takes. And they still don't have. I mean, the officer, Daniel Pantaleo, has been on desk duty for five years. And they had a hearing, a departmental hearing. However it shakes out, why does it take 5 years?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
So there was a rally yesterday. It was a big rally at Foley Square.
Mm-hmm.
There was supposed to be a rally on Staten Island. Attorney in the newsroom was checking on that, and he told me it really didn't amount to much. You know, some people showed up at the scene of the crime.
Right.
So, thankful everything has been peaceful so far, because everyone was worried what would happen. But there'll be another rally outside Gracie Mansion today. Now, here's the mayor.
Everyone has a right to due process, and every single one of us would want that right to due process. But the mistake here was believing that the Justice Department was going to do its job, and they didn't. And that's unfathomable to me.
So really, so the mayor's pointing fingers at the Justice Department.
Well, look, here's the thing about the mayor. He has got to be very careful when it comes to any kind of criticism of the police, because you remember the hot water he got into when he first started. And Bill Bratton, my pal, the commissioner, had to come in to bail him out because the police were turning their backs on him at funerals. Remember
that? Absolutely.
Because we know in his heart of hearts, the mayor is anti-police.
Well,
come on, you know
seems
he is.
To be. Well,
he is. Come on,
yeah. So
even you've got to accept that.
So, but this has been going on in your city for 5 years, and it's all the fault of the Justice Department for not acting faster. That seems kind of spurious to me.
That's why I've announced a new policy. Sad to say it, we have no faith in the Justice Department anymore. I don't want to ever see another one of these incidents happen in New York City to begin with. I really believe from my heart that's the central thing we need to work on, is that there never be another tragedy.
So they say in the future, we won't count on the Justice Department. New York City will not wait to act. Well, what's New York City going to do? What has New York City done?
Nothing.
I don't get it.
The trial is almost complete, and the answer will come in August. We've been definitive about that.
Okay, so they're talking about the departmental trial for Daniel Pantaleo.
Right.
So he says that will come in August.
This poor, I feel sorry for Pantaleo. It's like double jeopardy. Every time he turns around, they're trying to find another way to take him down. The guy was found not guilty of killing Eric Garner deliberately. All right? Let him go.
So you think he should be back on active duty as a policeman?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think he can effectively do his job in the future?
I don't see why not.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't see why not. The guy's being punished. It's just because they don't like the outcome. They keep finding ways to go at him. That is persecution.
I will say again that the video is troubling. Okay? You just have to be honest and fair. It's not a pleasant video to look at.
It was an arrest, and Garner resisted arrest.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
I think
end of story.
An argument can be made that it appears from the, and I'm not an expert in this because I've never been a policeman, so it just appears to be excessive.
Well, mandate argument, that they must make a decision within a year. I think that's a fair timeline. That would give everyone a much greater ability to have faith in the system.
So he's going after the Justice Department again. They have to make a decision within a year. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You say an argument can be made. Well, they made the argument against Pantaleo, and the Justice Department has decided that it doesn't hold up.
Now, the governor has entered the fray.
Of course.
And he rips de Blasio. Well, there's a surprise. and you know what?
What?
It's not. I don't think it's unfair. Cuomo says that de Blasio shouldn't have taken 5 years to bring administrative charges against Daniel Pantaleo. This could have been decided a long time ago. Why would it take 5 years?
You keep asking that question to which I don't have the answer.
Are there any police out there who want to, educate me on this one?
Yeah.
Why would it take 5 years? Now, no matter which way it goes, he could be found innocent. He could be found guilty and dismissed. However it goes, why would this take 5 years? I just don't get it. So here's the governor going after de Blasio on this issue.
This is an issue that should have been handled by the New York authorities much earlier on.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
I think de Blasio did not want to wade into it because of all the problems that he had with the police. So he just let it go and passed it on to other people. That's probably what's behind it, I would think.
More from Cuomo.
I think if you are blaming the federal government alone, you are missing the point.
I don't find any fault with that statement either.
No.
Now you can only imagine. Now at the Foley Square protest, this was Gwen Carr, of course, Eric Garner's mom.
We have to get those officers fired, the ones who were on the scene that day who murdered my son. So we are calling on the de Blasio administration. Fire those cops.
Not happening.
And this is Eric Garner's cousin, Dolores.
It's 5 years later, and we still don't have no justice. We have to find justice for Eric, and we won't stop until we get it.
Well, I don't know what you're gonna. I don't know what now, justice is left.
Was it Sharpton, that clown, who yesterday was saying we're gonna clog the roads and we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that and all these protests and all that?
I assume he was not at this protest last night, or there be a soundbite from him, so that's my guess. I didn't see the entire protest. Here's one of the protesters.
I was very disappointed in our whole system, me myself, as a community leader and as a man. Very disappointed.
All right, so I guess there'll continue to be protests, and there'll be one at Gracie Mansion again today, but I don't know. You know, they keep saying justice for Eric Garner. Well, it seems like they've run out of options.
Yeah.
He wasn't charged here. The Justice Department cleared him of a civil rights violation. Mm-hmm. And the last thing for Pantaleo is this departmental hearing. That's the last thing.
That's it.
Yeah. So
he's been cleared, and I just hope these protests today don't get out of hand and ugly.
And I have nothing to base this on other than the way things seem to be going. Don't you get the impression that the department
they're going to clear him too?
Will clear him.
Yeah, I think so.
And he'll be back on active duty.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. No, I think so. So I think that's the way things have gone, and it's gone in his favor. Hey, right. When we come back, it's bye-bye Chapo, and will Jeffrey Epstein ever see the light of day? Your health should always be your number one priority. That's why I wanted to try to boost my immune system with Balance of Nature. I felt great since I started, and I've truly felt a difference in my health. Real 31 whole ripened fruits and veggies that are grown without chemicals or GMOs, ground into a capsule with all the nutrients, giving you 10-plus servings of fruits and veggies every day. I do. I take them every day. Now Balance of Nature wants to give WOR and iHeartRadio listeners their best offer ever. Extended for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off your first order with free shipping with promo code WOR. Take advantage of this limited time offer of 30% off and free shipping. Give Balance of Nature a call, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 and use promo code WOR. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WOR to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping for a limited time. You can even talk with a health coach to help with any questions while you're taking them. Take advantage of their best offer ever. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code WOR.
WOR.
So long to our pal El Chapo, Len.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, El Chapo. So, yeah, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was ordered Wednesday to spend the rest of his life rotting behind bars. He will likely never be allowed to see his rather attractive wife who is supporting him
why.
There. Well, because she's in touch with,
right.
You know, the people who dig tunnels.
Right, they're afraid that she'll be in touch with the cartels.
Exactly.
Long messages. With
yeah. And he'll still be running the whole outfit from jail if he's talking to her. So now 7:40, we've got our pal Jeffrey Lichtman, who's El Chapo's lawyer. He's going to be here discussing the case. He says that it's kind of a frame-up. That's what his argument is.
Well, here's what he said outside the courtroom yesterday.
You know, a fair outcome was a fair trial. That's all we wanted. I never came here, you know, to tell you after a conviction that perhaps the decision wasn't the right one. All I said is I wanted a fair trial.
Well, he was saying it was kind of a show trial. They are, they were talking about appeals. I don't know what they're going to appeal here.
Well, we'll ask Jeffrey. The other thing that he was saying yesterday, too, was that law enforcement officials have sort of given a lot of dangerous drug dealers sort of a pass to testify against El Chapo. And I heard Jeffrey say, these people are now going to be in your midst and they're dangerous. But because they testified against him, they get a pass.
Let me see what else Lichtman said here. He said, here's this thing about the show trial.
This case was simply an inquisition. It was a show trial. And how it ended is exactly perfect for that description.
Well, and reports are he's already on his way to the Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Colorado.
Colorado.
Remember, we got to find that list again of all the baddies who are in that prison.
Yeah, that's right.
The Marathon bomber, Boston Marathon bomber, he's there.
Oh, he's there, yeah.
And I think the Unabomber is there, and several terrorists are there.
What a fun place.
Yeah. Can you imagine being outside in that exercise yard with the guys?
A fun basketball game. How are we dividing up these teams? Let's see, all the killers to the right, the bombers to the left.
The terrorists to the left. Yeah. There you go. Wow.
Drug dealers. So what was really interesting is Chapo did speak in court.
He did, and we've never heard him speak before.
So he spoke in Spanish, so we don't have the audio, but here's some of what he said. I've been forced to drink unsanitary water.
Oh, no.
I've been denied access to fresh air and sunlight. The only the only air I have in my cell comes through the air vent. In order to sleep, I have to clog my ears with toilet paper because of the air from the air duct. My wife has not been allowed to this day to visit me. I have not been allowed to hug my daughters. It's been physical, emotional, and mental torture. Oh,
I just don't go there, Len, because El Chapo.
You're afraid. You're a big El Chapo
until
fan.
Until he's in that Alcatraz of the Rocky Mountains, I'm holding my fire on El Chapo. If he digs his way out of the jail here in New York, he's coming after you.
See what he said. You denied me a fair trial while the whole world was watching. What happened here is very clear. The United States is no better than any corrupt country that you don't respect.
Ah.
So there he is.
All right, are you ready? I'm going to give you a couple of the buddies that Al Chapo's going to be with.
Who's he going to hang with? Unabomber, right?
Terry Nichols.
Oh, Oklahoma City guy.
Oklahoma City. He's in life, a prison in life for co-conspirer with Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
Zakirus Moussaoui. He was the French-born Muslim terrorist. He's serving life in prison.
Is he the underworld bomber?
No, for his attacks on... He was involved in planning the attacks on September 11, 2001.
Okay. Right.
Here's a name from the past. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah, sure.
And then Zarnaev, he was the Boston Marathon guy.
Yeah.
Now, this is Larry Hoover, Chicago gang leader, sentenced to life in prison after his 1997 conviction, dozens of counts of conspiracy for trafficking in drugs. So he and El Chapo have a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about, yeah.
Well, these guys aren't going to get together too often because he has to spend 23 hours a day in his cell. He only gets out 1 hour.
Don't forget Richard Reed. Remember him?
Oh, the shoe bomber.
The shoe bomber.
Because of him, we have to take off our shoes.
That's him,
that's
huh?
That's right. That's right.
All because of that idiot.
Yeah, look at that moron.
Yeah,
that
is.
Did you see what the New York Post dug up? The things that he'll be able to buy, the food he'll be able to buy in that prison?
No, what?
Oh, the commissary.
Yes. Yeah,
go ahead, Natalie.
Well,
I have it here.
For $1.70, he'll be able to buy a jalapeno refried beans meal.
That's a deal.
$1.10, some white rice. He can actually buy a pack of flour tortillas for $2 and 12 of them.
They got a lot of Mexican food for them.
Yeah.
That's very
and
thoughtful.
And picante sauce for 90 cents. What can you get for 90 cents?
Do they have some hot sauce you can get?
Well, yeah, the picante sauce.
Sauce.
Oh, the picante sauce, right.
Only 90 cents.
You know.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like a terrible place.
Yeah. Let's go, Michael. We'll spend the weekend there.
Yeah, we're going to show that suicide bomber, sneaker bomber guy. You know, we've had to take our shoes off all this time.
Oh, boy.
At least we don't have to take our underwear off because of the underwear bomber.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That's
my God.
That clown.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Fruit of the Loom
jail. There, too. Hey, so they're going to finally rule today on bail for Jeffrey Epstein. He put it off from Monday.
You want to take any bets on that?
I don't. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, as soon as they found the fake passport.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once they found the fake passport with his name on it and
Saudi Arabia
with his picture.
In the safe where all the kiddie porn was.
And they said he used it many times. So once that came to light.
You know, when we have Jeffrey Lichtman is such a good lawyer. I'm going to ask Jeffrey Lichtman at 7:40 the kind of case he would make for Jeffrey Epstein.
Ooh.
Because he's handled all these baddies. So that could
He's a baddie lawyer?
Yeah, he's represented the Gotti family and various other people, you know. But that's the kind of lawyer he is. A very good lawyer, one of the best in the city.
Yeah, I asked him. He was on one other time, and I asked him about him, and I guess he gave me the standard answer that everybody deserves representation.
Exactly, and they sort of do. You know, this Epstein thing could get interesting because of his association with Prince Andrew, the Duke of York.
Well.
Now, one of the Epstein accusers has in the past accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was only 17, and Andrew has denied this, but it has been reported in British papers. So we'll see if what other kinds of things they may have found safe.
You saw the video that surfaced yesterday of Trump and Epstein at a party with cheerleaders.
That was ridiculous. That was so blown out of proportion by NBC. It was a party at Mar-a-Lago, and Epstein comes in, and Trump is like just welcoming him as he's welcoming the other guests.
Did you watch the whole video?
They're looking at babes. All right.
No, he walked over and put his arms around some babe.
Did you not find that so distorted by the media yesterday?
92, Len.
Yes.
By the way, there was a video of George Stephanopoulos having dinner with Epstein after he got out of prison.
Yeah, did that bother you?
Did Stephanopoulos go and pat some cheerleader's butt without asking her?
They were having first of all, they were of age.
Just saying.
They're just cheerleaders.
So you could pat their butt if they're of age and they're cheerleaders?
It was a different time in 1992. Oh, they looked like they were having a good time to me.
That was cheap, Len.
That was really cheap.
You guys should
As cheap as NBC.
You will stoop to nothing
to go after this president. All right, we got to come back. We'll continue the argument. Trump is standing tall, much to Len's dismay. 7 o'clock.